you know, after coming back. What kind of a disappointment is that for you?
I mean, it sucks. You know, every year, regardless of what team you're on, you're hoping Super Bowl. I mean, it sucks that we didn't even get to make it to the dance, but the team's going to continue to grow from this, continue to get better from this. Yeah.
What's the approach in these last two games?
Fight. You know, there's other teams fighting for stuff, so why not spoil it for them? You know what I mean?
Are you going to try to fight to get back on the field this year, or do you have to think about your health going forward a little bit more?
No, I don't think about my health. I want to play. I mean, this time last year I was dreaming to be back here, and now that I'm back here, I can't shut it down. I'm going to fight through it, though.
Is this one of your more frustrating seasons, though, Devon? You came back here, expected in the playoffs, you expected to play 16 healthy games, neither of which happened.
Yeah, I mean, every year you don't make it, it's a little disappointment, especially when you don't make it to the dance. The big dance is a disappointment. But, I mean, all I can do is control what I can control. Missed four games so far, and I plan on playing out these next two.
You mentioned possibly being a spoiler team. A little bit amped for Minnesota, given the fact that, you know, they cost Aaron Rodgers eight games.
I mean, I'm pretty sure Aaron's probably more stoked than us about it. I mean, every game from now on is then we got Detroit's in it, Minnesota's in it. I think Minnesota's trying to, first round bye they're trying to get. So if we can beat them, it'll be good. But I mean, yeah, I mean, they did hurt Aaron, and we have lost them already, so why not beat them?
Devon, do you have a noon meeting? Do you have to be on the noon?
No.
So you think there's even a shot you could play this week?
Yeah, I think that every week. I think I could have played last week. So every week I go into the week, like I'm going to play. It's up to my body or not, if I am or not.
Devon, you go up against 17 Adams. What'd you think about a lot of guys got really upset about that hit that he took in that game? What's your thoughts? You've been in this league a long time.
Yeah. I think if I'm ever in that position as a defensive player, I would never hit a guy like that. Because my mindset is, hey, these guys have families. They got lives to live outside of football. There's ways to hit guys. He's going for the blow-up hit. I mean, he got it. But I hear the guy's not a dirty player, so, which is a little confusing. So, I mean, I really don't know what else to say about it.
Is it a split-second decision, or do you go into games as a player knowing that if you're in those situations, you're not going to... Can you control it at that split second?
I think you can. I mean, we're pro athletes. We can control blowing up someone and just hitting a guy or just making a block. I mean, I understand that, hey, you know, they throw a pick and then you're finally get a chance to hit a receiver. You know, why not lay out on them? But, I mean, you got to be smarter than that.